Add winterizing farm machinery on your to-do list. Good preparation now will keep your equipment humming through next spring on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Where is the Pioneer Audio Tour taking me today? Right outside this secure door. Let's go inside. This is the Germplasm Library on the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. Well, it's less library and more vault. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. Ugh, and it's cold in here. 10 degrees below, to be exact. I can see my own breath. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. Together, they create a pipeline of products for maximum yield potential and consistent performance. The Germplasm Library, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Machinery that's well-maintained gives you a lot less grief. As we go into the winter season, consider what your equipment might need to ensure it revs up again in the spring. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says if it's a piece of equipment that will be sitting idle or used very little over the winter, make sure all the fluids are clean.
Any system that is going to build moisture will evaporate that moisture off once the fluid gets hot. But on a piece of equipment that's not used often and it has a lot of thermal change, it sits in the shed, it warms up during the day, and then it cools off at night, then you would want to start the winter season off with fresh fluid because you want to get any residual moisture out. And then once the spring comes, you will be good to go. So instead of changing your fluids in the spring, change them prior to the winter.
Also, change the oil and filter if there are any questions about quality or age. On a diesel engine, it's important to check the freeze point of the coolant and the strength of the additive package.
As the engine is used and doing work throughout the year, the additive package that stops corrosion and electrolysis and cavitation to occur inside the engine, which will ruin the diesel engine, becomes consumed. So it's important to check the freeze point, but the freeze point doesn't tell you how strong the additive package is and whether a supplemental additive needs to be added to it.
Some other things you can do now include hitting the grease cirques, checking the lights, and giving equipment a good bath to get rid of this season's dirt and chaff. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preparing farm machinery for winter at agriculture.com.